Hello and thank you for joining us on this series of podcasts about men in early years childcare. I'm Cathy Brodie of CathyBrodie.com. I've been investigating how and why men enter the childcare profession and hearing their stories on the podcast. Today I'm delighted to be joined by Eamon Doolan, international award-winning early years educator, who's currently working in Dimple's Crèche in Montessori in Dublin 18. Welcome to the podcast, Eamon.
Hi, nice to hear from you.
It's nice to have an Irish voice on here as well. It's lovely.
You don't get many men probably from Ireland in childcare, so it's nice to balance it out, you know.
Absolutely, that's what it's all about. Can you tell us, just as a bit of background, how you got into the early years sector to start off with, please, Eamon?
Well, I was always very good at babysitting. I always had an active interest in children. I always, from even a young age, even from the age of 12, I'd run like a mini academy in soccer and the kids in my neighbourhood. And it kind of progressed from there to the stage where I thought of doing a summer camp in America. So we went over and I was working with a Cape Cod Sea Camps over in just in Massachusetts in the summer of 2014. And I absolutely loved it. I had the guides, I had the 12-year-old boys, and I had to teach a variety of sports, from soccer, woodwork, land sports, and just spending time with them in the cabin. And it was the best summer of my life. And by the end of the summer, they actually nominated me for 4 awards. So it actually really showed me by the end of the summer the effect I had on them and the effect children had on me. So I was actually working in Tesco at the time. When I came back, he actually quit my job and I went into studying childcare full time.
Oh, fantastic. Just off the back of that one experience, that one summer.
Yeah, well, I knew I was very good with kids, but I never thought of it as a career because, as I said, it's a female dominated industry. And a lot of my friends kind of thought it was a bad idea. But that really opened my eyes that I really need to follow this route. So that's what I've done.
So what was the award that you got given at the end of the summer then?
Well, there's a special award called a wampum, and it's an award that you give to someone that's made a special effort towards you. And 4 of my campers felt that I actually made their summer better. So that really glossed off a perfect summer for me and showed that I'm capable at one of the best summer camps in America. So really, really opened my eyes, and because there's the best childcare workers in the world working there, and to be able to stand my own and to be accredited for it was absolutely brilliant, you know.
I'm not surprised. Absolutely. Were there many men working with the children over there? Was it a different gender balance in America?
I think it was more or less half-half, because I said a lot of the roles in that camp were mainly sport-based, like soccer, tennis and stuff like that. So it would be different to like a nursery work and childcare. So it'd be more appealing because I think it's called a J1 visa. So they generally have a lot of students coming through during the summer. But I'd recommend anyone working in childcare who hasn't done a summer camp in America, it's something you need to do. It's something that will change your life forever and the way you do your job.
And do you get paid while you're over there doing that as well?
You do, yeah. You get accommodation, you get food, and you make roughly about 1600 over 3 months. But I said it's just about the experience. You don't make a lot of money, but it's just an absolute fantastic experience for anyone that loves working with children, you know.
It sounds like it. And obviously you have to get on with people. You're going to be honing all those interpersonal skills as well, aren't you? So it's not just the children. You're going to have to get on with a team, which of course is vital if you're working in a setting. There's a whole range of skills that you're picking up there, isn't there?
Well, I think that was the one thing that really stood out with me. Like, I was one of the first ever Irish camp counsellors to come over there. So I could kind of use that as a platform to present my own skills. And it's just like, it's a really challenging environment because you're working nearly 18 hours a day.
Wow.
So you're getting up from 7:30 with a group of really active, excited kids. And you're going all day long. So I'd say you need a lot of energy. You need to be, you're good with people and very professional. But I think at the end of the day, like when, because you're preparing for camp for a week, so when that bus finally comes in with them kids, you're actually so excited for them to come in. And then when the bus leaves, you're devastated because you've
Yeah.
bonded so well with them kids. So it's a beautiful summer, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that's not the only international work. Where else have you worked as well?
I've been an au pair in Munich in Germany for a year. I was looking after a 9-month-old baby. I was looking after a 4-year-old girl, and I was looking after a 6-year-old boy.
Wow.
So,
When you say au pair, were you living in, was that sort of like a 24-hour a day job then?
yes, it was. Yeah, I had every weekend off, but I'd basically get up on the run and take the children to school and cook for them in the afternoon. Munich is a really beautiful city, and if you're familiar with football, it has a very famous football team, Bayern Munich, as well.
Of
So
course.
I felt that it was a great job, but I think it wasn't challenging enough for me. You know, I think it was a I like the classroom based roles more, there's more asked of me, but it's a good experience, you know.
Oh, absolutely. And you've obviously got a wide age range there from 3 months through to 6 years, that you're going to see a lot of development in between those years, aren't you?
Yeah, I think like from the first steps, you kind of see the personalities coming through. Like I think when I was working in Germany, I also helped out in a kindergarten, and I didn't speak any English. And like sometimes, like there'd be children crying, and they just hand them to me, and they immediately stop. They used to call me the magician, because I seem to have like a godly gift with children. So, it's great. I'm a big fan of Jean Paggio and Skinner, you know, operant conditioning, learning through experience as well. And I believe in like one of the main ones is Lev Vygotsky, first-hand experience. I think that's the best way for children to learn, like hands-on Montessori-based stuff. I'm a big fan of that, and I love outdoors. Like I think the way it's gone, it's become a technological generation. When I was young, I was outside all day. This generation is sitting in the tablet. I've no day half the kids are sitting on the tablet when they go home from creche, and it's not doing them any good. So I think it's very important that we keep the kids busy doing practical things rather than electronic things, you know.
I think that's a really valid point, and I think that's coming through more and more in our settings that children get a lot of screen time at home, and the setting might be the only place where they do get to go outside, take risks, have outdoor play, all that sort of great stuff, which, as you say, they need it for the experience, don't they?
I think the average amount of time a children spends on electronics is 7.5 hours a day. So it's ridiculous, like, because I can actually nearly see it in work. The kids, the way they play, some of them are being Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and they're fighting very quite violently, or in different activities. You can see the kids that sit down who are really engaged in what they do because of the amount of screen time. Even if you get them doing jigsaws and stuff like that, where they're using their hands, I think is a lot better than putting them in front of the TV. So I think it's something we really need to look at as a society, because the way we help develop these children is going to be the next future generation of politicians, workers, and laborers. So I think it's very important we address the electronic situation, really, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've got no answers at all, but it's certainly being discussed in a lot of places at the moment. Definitely. So, you've worked in a few different places then, and abroad as well. So, have you found any barriers to being a man in childcare at all then? And if so, what sort of barriers have you encountered?
When I actually got back from America, I was still in Tesco for 3 months, and I started a new job. I actually started as an after school teacher. So I'd come in and I'd do my home I'd do the homework with the kids, and I'd do activities with them. And the woman I was working with, he was very, very rude and not very nice. And there was actually a man working there before me, and she actually made him cry,
Good
which is
grief.
amazing. So she didn't even have time to listen to who I was. She just immediately judged me. So I was trying my best. I was actually a lot of the other teachers said I was doing really good, and the kids loved me. But it's just that one, and the manager in that place wasn't very nice. We actually had an awards night, and everyone got awards like you're always on time or you make a great effort or best new starter. I got an award off the manager in front of all the other staff called Head in the Sand Award for not knowing what's going on around you.
Good grief.
So that absolutely devastated me because I really love childcare.
Yeah.
So after that, I left and I went to another place and I did quite well, but it's just kind of to be treated like that by a manager of a creche is absolutely appalling. I really should have took it further, but it's just really shocked me, you know.
Yeah, and I think that would be upsetting for anybody. It doesn't matter your gender. I just think that would be upsetting, wouldn't it? As you say, in front of everybody as well. So, I mean, I'd... absolutely impressed that you carried on, that you didn't just quit and go on to something else. What was it that actually made you stick with childcare?
Well, I just love childcare. I think it's the best job in the world. Like even today, going into work, it's the only job in the world where you can go into work on a rainy, wet, cold January morning and be welcomed by hugs and smiles.
Yeah.
I just think it's not about the money or anything like that. It's just like knowing that you make a difference in them child's life. Even, for example, like during the week, I was talking to a parent about his child, how he's getting really good at playing football. And he says, Eamon, Matthew started playing football in the summer because you started playing football with him.
Oh, like, my goodness.
Something small as that is really sentimental for me, you know.
Yeah.
So I think, like, a lot of people can't understand, even my friends, like they think it's a bit fruity to be working with kids. But when you generally love kids and you get so much positive energy, I think I couldn't really give it up. So I think I went on to work with three other creches. And then I did another summer camp last summer. I went to Georgia and I was working the summer camp over there as a soccer coach again.
Yeah.
So then I came back, but I'm in my set in about a year and a half now. I've been doing it since 2014 and I wouldn't change my career for the world.
Yeah. So do you think there's anything that we can do in our settings to make them more friendly for men in general? I'm thinking like dads, granddads, uncles, because sometimes they can be seen as being very female. I've already said that it's a female dominated in terms of workforce, but it tends to be mums dropping off. Is there anything that we can do? You've already mentioned speaking to a dad. Is there anything else that we can do to make them more men friendly?
Well, my establishment has been very good. What they did is they actually posted an article on the main website and on the Facebook page promoting men in childcare and how it started and all this. And they've been there was actually a situation as well quite recently, about 3 months ago, when a dad, he wouldn't drop his child into the room because I was a man.
So
he actually dropped her back downstairs to a younger classroom. So this went on for about 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And, but I actually went on a week's holidays and I came back, and when they dropped the kid into the creche, then the child ran the length of the room to come up and give me a hug. So I kind of proven that by continuing, no matter what happens, no matter what the parents say, if you continue to provide quality childcare and don't change your stance, regardless of the child, I think the quality you give the child will eventually shine through. And in that situation, it did.
Yeah. How brilliant. But it is a shame that you still encounter those sorts of attitudes as well, isn't it? Do you think there are things that settings can do to encourage men to, men as in dads, uncles, carers, that sort of, to understand what it's like to be a man working in childcare?
Well, I think they could probably have a coffee morning where you can invite everybody in and we can have a chat, or, as I said, putting blogs up on the websites are very good and articles like that, or having open days, or just like... I found a lot of the parents would generally come up and talk to me and ask me what I've done with childcare and why I'm in it and stuff like that. So I just think, like, the more open-minded management can be in an establishment, I think the more open-minded their customers will be in an establishment, you know?
Yeah. And I think you're absolutely right. That two-way communication is absolutely vital, and that parents understand this is the settings stance and this is what's going to happen sort of thing is absolutely vital. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, do you think that settings are getting better at having men in childcare? Do you think, is your feeling that in Ireland it is a more normal thing to do for a man to go into childcare?
Well, I wouldn't really. I haven't really come across many men. I've only ever worked with two men in about 3 years.
Ah.
So, and one was a coach. But I think that their word and bodies in Ireland could really do a lot more to promote it. Because a lot of men wouldn't come out of school and think, "Wow, I love childcare. I'm gonna go into childcare." You know.
Yeah.
So, I think if there was a better, like, I know men in childcare in Ireland, their group, if we could promote it more and even get around to some schools and show that there is a place for men in childcare, we can promote more men to come and work in it. Because I think it's very important in the classroom that children learn to trust both sides, women and female, and just for development as well. Because even in my own classroom, I know a lot of the boys, if they have a problem, they feel more comfortable coming to me rather than to come to the girls.
Yeah.
And I think it's very important that that's evident in other classrooms across Ireland, you know.
Yeah, yeah. There is a men in childcare group in Ireland, isn't there? So maybe having those sorts of groups but being a bit more proactive and going into schools and sort of advertising the fact, maybe making it a little more proactive.
Yeah, exactly. I think that would really help. But I myself try to get it out there as much as I can. I kind of like people who I've actually talked to a few men who've considered childcare as well. So I think at the end of the day, you couldn't go from an office job or McDonald's or a retail shop and just decide I'm going to do childcare. I do think you need to have the correct attitudes and the correct profile. It's not something that you just come up with. I think you do need to be very patient.
Yeah.
You have to be good with kids. And I think you have to be accountable as well. But as long as you have those skills, I think you can go far in the industry, you know.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's it doesn't matter what gender you are. You've got to enjoy being with children because it can be hard work. And they're long hours often as well, aren't they? So you need to have that empathy and that love of being with children as well, don't you? Just as you've described, really.
Well, I think definitely. I think if you love children, I don't think if you love your job, you never work a day in your life. And
I definitely
love it. Even like those children are so funny. They come out with the funniest things. Even like, I especially love working in childcare at Christmas because all the children, they're so excited about Santa Claus. And like a lot of the children, they actually compare me to Santa Claus as well. So I think. He's probably men in childcare's biggest role model because he's a man that children love.
I've never thought about that, but that's a really good point. So if you did sort of meet somebody, if somebody contacted you on Twitter or something and said, look, I do love being with children, I'm always babysitting my friends' children, I do love being around them, what would your advice be to men like that to how to get into childcare?
Well, I think you could start off with an after-school role. I think that's probably what I did. I didn't have much experience just after the first summer camp in America. You don't have to have a formal qualification to be an after-school teacher. So I think if you go in, even if you have other skills to offer as well with football or tennis, whatever, if you go in and do an after-school, or even you could volunteer, there's different volunteering agencies you could do just to build up a bit of experience. Yeah. And then you can go in, or else you could start off... just check if you like it. Even email a couple of creches or nurseries and check if you could get in working with kids. And then, like, soon you'll discover it's the best job in the world. You know, if you really love kids, I think that's probably the best route for men is just to get as much information about it as they can, you know, before committing to a degree.
Yeah, and I think the volunteering route's that's very profitable for both parties, isn't it? You get to find out whether you like it, and the service you're volunteering for gets get some help as well. So I think that's a really nice win-win situation. So how can people find out more about, you're working at Dimples in Dublin, aren't you? They have a website, don't they?
They do indeed, yeah.
Yeah, so they can find out about Dimples on their website, and there's a link to that on my website here along with the podcast. If people wanted to contact you, Eamon, would that be okay if they wanted to have a chat?
Yeah, that's perfect. You can contact me on Facebook or Twitter or my personal email. I have no problem talking to any man or any companies that would like to discuss, you know, anything.
That's brilliant. Can you just give me your Twitter name, please?
It's EamonD44.
Right, lovely. And that's up on the website as well, so you can click through to that if you're on the website right now. Lovely stuff. Eamon, it has been absolutely fascinating talking to an international award-winning early years educator. I don't think I've done that before. And from Dublin, I'm reasonably sure I've not done that before as well. So that's been really, really interesting. And it's so nice to talk to somebody that's been proactive. I think that's great advice about going to America and doing summer camps, because obviously you get a very different experience as well there. But thank you very much indeed for joining us today on the Early Years podcast about men in early years childcare.
Great. Thanks very much, Cathy. I'd just like to thank you on behalf of other men in childcare for all you do in raising our profile and for helping us to see that, like, we're just as good as anyone, you know, and that you should judge a person on their ability to do their job and not on their sex, because that's discrimination and sexist, you know.
That is brilliant way to end there, Eamon. Thank you very much indeed, and you're very welcome. It is absolutely my pleasure.
Right, thanks very much, Cathy. Now take care.
Thank you, Eamon. Do join me again for the next podcast about men in childcare.